We are, can I step past you? Can you put the seat up? No, can you put the seat up so I can get through? Thanks. Appreciate it. That was awesome. A Duke fan, like pissed off in the stands, sees me walking through one of the aisles. So he puts his feet over onto a seat and pushes the seat down so I can't get through. That was great. Oh, do you know how good it feels to be the fan on the road while the other fans are like, stupid freaking Illinois fans, you freaking idiot, stupid.
Our leader.
I wouldn't say leader. I would say ambassador.
Duke Athletics and partner with Wave Rideshare. Same as Rideshare platform. Scan the QR code on the video board, download the app, and be on the lookout for amazing safe ride promotions and offers. Ride the wave. Wave Rideshare, the official rideshare partner of Duke Athletics.
Let's see if they...
The Blue Devils will be right here back at home on September 20th to take on NC State.
See if they do a Club Memorial Stadium. Sorry, Club Wallace Wade.
On behalf of Duke Football and Duke Athletics, we thank you for your...
Okay, I'm going down. I'm just going to let you listen for a while. I'm going down to the corner where the players are coming off. Keep listening. This is how From the Stands works. Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. Just listen to this shit. Listen to this. Just listen. Yes. Hell yeah. Come on. Right here. Absolutely. Yeah. Jacob, let's get it started. We're going to do ILO. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, wait. We'll wait for this.
Yeah.
Yes. Here we go. Aaron Henry, Josh Whitman bear hug as I narrate. Love the Gabe yes 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 thing so much. Here comes Bielema. God, listen to that. Luke signing autographs. God, you know how long I've freaking waited for corners like this? The corner of the stadium thing means so much. It's just, it's the visiting fans' palace. Welcome the heroes home from war. God, it's just so good. I hope you can hear this buzz, right? I just hope you can hear it. Look, I, you know, for the game, I tweeted it 7 times. It's the most hilarious Illini football game I've ever attended. It was like we were playing a Ron Zook football team. They're dominating. They're winning the yards battle. We can't run the ball. They're in our backfield. We're all a mess. And we lead at halftime because we just don't make mistakes and let them self-immolate. I'm going to walk around a little bit. I guess I could go to the field. I got to get... The visitor locker room is like... I'm not even lying. Like, well more than a football field away. I tweeted a picture of it. Maybe I'll put that as the photo here. But I've got to walk that. Is there any way to get there from here? Where's the down? What am I talking about? Sorry, I'm just trying to navigate the crowd here. I mean, hell yeah, right? Like, football's so simple. It's so simple. Don't make mistakes. Force mistakes. And then you can do terrible things like not be able to run the ball for 3 quarters and, you know, everything we saw, 8 tackles for loss. And you can do all that and easily win. Look, when I made the prediction last night, I had a 43-16 final scores. Final scores. No. You could be part of From the Stands. Come on,
from
man.
The stands. Let's go. How fun was that? How about that second half?
I mean, this is what we've been waiting. Like,
oh, my
God. You know, just God. Like let them self-destruct.
And they
we'll
did.
Just stay
we were
consistent.
Like, another break.
Yep.
They put 2 number 8s out there, and we got a touchdown out of that shit.
all I was tweeting is like, this is must have been what it felt like to play a Zook team.
Right.
Where like we were up there, we're like,
we might have the best coach in the country. Yeah, I'm great. So tired of hearing about Manny Diaz, and we out-footballed them.
Yes.
Bryce texted me, we're out-footballing them.
Yep. 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
How does that score look scrolling?
Oh, God. So, I mean, it's just really simple, right? Like, it's how you win football games. It's how to make things very, very easy on yourself. Just don't be the team that shoots itself in the foot. Smart football. And if you're playing smart football, even if you can't run and you're giving up tackles and you're giving up sacks and you're giving up tackles for loss and you're getting beaten every statistical category, even if that, you just play smart football, you're either in the game or dominating the game. So, what was I saying? I was saying about the score. The reason I said I see this as 43-16. Had very, very little. Oh, hold on. Beatty's dead. All right, I high five you.
Yeah.
Mr. Beatty, I high five you after every game, so I got to do it again.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
I was telling him I'm getting rando texts. Beatty for Heisman.
Yes. Dude, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, and I was like, I'm going to look at my phone for a second. And you were up.
I was.
I'm like, I got to go back to sleep.
I still haven't slept yet.
You haven't?
I'm all night. Yeah. So, you know. Let's get him a Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I bet it felt good for him to get back, you know, back under center and, like, you know.
Yeah.
That had to be fun for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what a game. That was kind of a wild game.
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Enjoy the
channel. Right. Two
thanks so much.
All right, good to see you. All right, take care.
Tale of two halves.
Mr. Beatty and I shared a moment after the game last week. So, only fitting that we would possibly do the same this week. So, yes. As I said when I was writing the prediction of the score, hell yes.
Hell to the yeah.
I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. So, as I said when I put the prediction up, like, it wasn't based on the normal things that I'm thinking. It was just based on a smart team with seniors wins games like this. It's not like, oh, I think our offense and their defense, I didn't do any scheme, I didn't do any, you know, Elon really blah blah ran the ball and we should blah, you know. I didn't do any of that. And it was just like it was just vibes, right? Like, it was, no, I feel like this game's gonna be 40 something to teens, because that's what teams like this do. We play, I'm fascinated to see the post-game win expectancy, because, like, you know, what were turnovers? 5-0. But, like, I think they fumbled 4 times and we recovered all 4. Hell yes. Hell yes. Worth the trip.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, that's really the takeaway. Like, my 2 game predictions so far this year have had nothing to do with, like, I think our offense will do this, and I think our special teams, and with, it was just, God, I think we just figure stuff out with a veteran team and a smart coaching staff. You know, is there stuff to work on? Absolutely. Do we beat Ohio State or USC or even Indiana with that game? No. But you're going to have adversity, and you want to be the smart team when you do. And we're the smart team. Like, we're the smart team. We used to watch Zook outgain Minnesota 554 to 312 and lose the game because of stuff like this. And now we got to watch Manny Diaz do that exact same thing. An undisciplined team that doesn't know how to take care of the ball, doesn't understand the importance of the little things. And we just, like, oh, hey, we'll just flip the football switch and beat you 45-19. Top 10. Beat Indiana and USC. We're number 4 playing Ohio State at home on October 11th in the biggest game in 30 years. Beat Indiana. Beat USC. Top 5 team. Beat Indiana, beat USC, top 5 team. Top 5. Go, Illini.